You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
And by the grace of God, it is finally Friday when you can go to your second and third jobs. And I can get bossed around by my wife all weekend long. Yeah, woo, honey-do list a mile long, ladies and gentlemen. The number is 800-922-6680 coming up. Not only was, everything that Democrats touch turns to crap. They came up with this idea after George Floyd died of fentanyl and a heart attack in Minneapolis, and Democrats burned the entire country because they used it as a trigger moment to have leftists explode the country during election year. And they're trying to do the same thing with this Israel-Hamas thing, but it isn't working. But anyway, they burned their way through it and everything, and they decided that white liberal women, I do believe that Karens were the drivers of this. They decided that because George Floyd died because he had so many drugs in his system and heart disease, that they would get rid of Aunt Jemima, get rid of the Washington Redskins. I was at Sam's Club yesterday. I had like Pearl Mining Company syrup. Really? No. Put Aunt Jemima back on there. You've also got, Uncle Ben's? Uncle Ben's rice had to go away. Let me see what else. Oh, the Dixie Chicks had to rename. So stupid. So stupid. Honestly, so stupid. And then, of course, they decided the police were suddenly bad. And in the meantime, black people are in the inner city going, don't defund the bitch. You go, no, I'm going to do this. And then when I'm done with that, I'm going to get rid of the Redskins. Now, you just listen to what I'm doing. But, you know, we're going to kind of be screwed here because of the criminal. No, I've got this. I do. I have this. Well, they decided in the Northwest, in Portland, to decriminalize drugs. And the drug AODs have gone up like 1,000%, and they realize they've screwed up. Also, Eric Adams says that crime is down in New York, even though it's up. We'll get to that very shortly on the show. Let's go to Tom in Owings Mills. Wants to talk a little bit about Hamas and Gaza and the Palestinians. Hello, my friend. What's up?
Yeah, on the subject of indoctrinating Gazan toddlers, there was a musical in the late 1940s, I think it starred Missy Gaynor, called South Pacific, and it was a song about racial prejudice, and it went, you have to be carefully taught to hate women 6 and 7 and 8, and I guess if they updated it about the Middle East today, it would have to be something like, you have to be taught to hate the Jew when you were 6 months, 1 or 2. And I remember during the Carter administration, they would say that the problem that Mossad has in infiltrating the Palestinians is they're so psychologically cohesive, they would virtually have to have an agent that was in the womb of a Palestinian woman, and that they would witness, you know, being born, and that they could chain a custody of that person, because they would never trust anybody that was an outsider. So it was almost impossible, you know. And then if you indoctrinate them at 2 and 3, you know, you're never going to get in.
That's why they're teaching kids CRT in schools, Tom. That's why they're teaching CRT in schools, Tom, because they want to preach division and hatred just like they do in Gaza. They're doing the same thing in America's schools. They are. I appreciate the phone call.
Briefly on the Aunt Jemima, the family that invented that, they lost a 135-year royalty.
Oh, I know.
It really helped out the black people on that one.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, when the woman who was the original Aunt Jemima, in her hometown, they used to do parades and stuff, and she would ride on the back of cars and wave at people and everything, and she was a celebrity, and her family was proud of it. But don't worry, white liberal Karen has it, and they took all that away because of George Floyd.
5 years of income down the drain.
I know. Well, thank you for the phone call. I do appreciate it. I remember my mom used to have the soundtrack to South Pacific. In her album collection. She had a lot of good albums there. But yeah, that's what CRT does, by the way. CRT, if you listen to the nonsense that they teach in Gaza to the children about the Jews, it mirrors what's being taught in American schools. They look at white people are colonizers. Jews are colonizers. All of the faults of our, all of the failings of the Palestinians are because of the Jews. All of the failings of the inner city are because of white people and slavery. It's the same crap, guys. It's the exact same crap. It's all Marxist nonsense. It's all exactly, if you look at it, it is BLM is the same as Antifa, is the same as Hamas. Except for, you know, Hamas, obviously, well, I would say the summer of 2020 was pretty much a terrorist spree, wouldn't you? Pretty much. A couple of things I want to mention before we dive into the next subject, and Charlemagne Fugard on DEI. Elise Stefanik raised $7.1 million in the first quarter. That's pretty amazing. She's running for her seat again. And the money raised for House candidates, national committees, and Stefanik's New York battleground effort, the average donation, $21 in the first quarter. A total of 70,000 people donated. She raised $20 million during the 2024 cycle to date. That's pretty amazing. We also know that the RNC raised $67 million last month. I said this. I said once Republicans and people who are America first learn to trust the Republican Party, they will be awash in cash. And they are. They're ahead of Democrats now. I think that's pretty cool. Also, check this out. They're a little concerned. Democrats with deep knowledge of the Biden campaign acknowledge former President Donald Trump's significant chances of completing the greatest political comeback in American history. Well, this is what happens when you, you know, when the government's involved in rigging an election and people don't forget it and people are still mad about it and people feel like the destruction that's happening right now could have been stopped had they allowed the election to happen in 2020 without the FBI and the CIA and the DOJ involved. And Mark Zuckerberg, and I could go on and on. Democrat fundraiser John Morgan said his party is prepared to lose the presidential election to Trump. Morgan, a very successful lawyer from Central Florida, added he is nervous about President Joe Biden's current political position. But they're still doing everything they can. I guess Letitia James is challenging the $175 million bond that Donald Trump put down, saying, oh, what proof that it's going to be this and that and the check won't bounce away. She refuses to give up. And then when I told you yesterday about State Senator Mike McConnell, McDonnell, I should say, in Nebraska, leaving the Republican Party, do you know why? Listen to this. On March 2nd, the state Democrat Party announced it had censured McDonald. Why? Because his voter record had adversely affected the reproductive rights of Nebraskans and the rights of transgender individuals in the state. Okay? Censuring a lawmaker is an expression of condemnation and denouncement or a formal statement of disapproval. So he was not down with the transgender nonsense in schools, transitioning children. And he also was not down with abortion until birth because he's a Catholic. And they censured him for his beliefs. That's your Democrat Party, kids. That, my friend, is your Democrat Party. Before I play Charlemagne the God, I noticed this yesterday, a gentleman of color in Baltimore. And I had mentioned also, did you hear the numbers of black people who are going to vote for Donald Trump and not for the Democrat Party? It's like up to 40%. Well, here's one of the reasons why. I want you to listen to this guy. This is on the Instagram page, Lexit Movement.
You pay me to vote for a Democrat. Local, state, federal elections, I don't care what it is. You couldn't pay me to vote for one. You know why? Because they know that we, and I mean people whose skin color look like mine, they know that we vote party over interest. So after we vote, what do? They don't need us for anything. That's what they do year after year after year.
Day after the election, leave some money on the dresser, what I tell you.
Baltimore, and I go home at least twice a year to see family. Same abandoned homes, same crime rate.
Yep.
We haven't had a Republican mayor since the 60s.
Yep.
And look at our environment.
What happened in the 60s? Oh, yeah, Lyndon Johnson's Great Society.
The same can be said for Memphis. The same can be said for St. Louis.
Yep.
The same can be said for Detroit.
Yep.
The same can be said for a lot of these cities all over this country that have been led down the toilet by Democrats for decades. Stop voting party over interest and vote interest over party.
Yeah, man. In a two-way race, Trump gets 39% of the black vote. That is unheard of. And Trump said in 2020, he says, how much worse can it get? And look, they made it worse. They made it worse. There's a great awakening. This is a wonderful thing. It's such a wonderful thing. I've waited for 30 years of my career. I have been talking about inner cities, particularly the black community, the destruction of the nuclear family, the black nuclear family, and the shame and sorrow that so many young kids are being murdered, never allowed to grow up, never allowed to be educated properly at schools in Democrat-run cities. Whenever there's the opportunity for a kid to try to go to a private school, they kill the vouchers because they want black kids to be ignorant. And they want them to die. That's why they're such big supporters of Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger was a racist, by the way. But Charlemagne the God, he knows what DEI is all about. And DEI is supposed to be anti-racist and all that, but it's doing the opposite. This is another way that the black community is turning away from the Democrat Party and the nonsense. And realizing they've been sold a bill of goods. This is Charlemagne the God. He has a show on Comedy Central, too. He's a major influencer. Respect. I don't agree with him politically, but wow. He's a pretty amazing guy. And here he is talking about DEI, diversity and equity and inclusion.
DEI. It means more fair hiring policies, new anti-discrimination rules for the workplace, and sensitivity training seminars. Yeah. And the first thing it led to was a shitload of ads.
And inclusion doesn't happen without real work.
Say celebrate diversity into your X1 voice remote to discover curated content today.
Every day, General.
This is what is going on with some of these companies. Listen to this.
General Mills serves the world by making food people love. And inclusion is one of our secret ingredients.
At Kraft Heinz, our purpose is to make life delicious. And we believe we can't achieve that without one essential ingredient, diversity.
That is really pandery, isn't it?
It's diversity that makes life delicious.
We're on a 400-year-long journey, and scars don't fade. But neither does hope.
Ask your doctor if black people are right for you. That's right. Nobody's buying Vaseline because of diversity. Come to think of it. I don't think I've ever actually bought Vaseline. It's just there.
I know.
It comes with the house.
I swear to God, yeah. When I was a kid, we had one jar of Vaseline for my entire childhood. There was one jar of Vaseline. It was there forever. Mom never picked up Vaseline at the grocery store. It was just always there. I don't know. We used it on our lips and stuff. It was weird. Here is Charlemagne the God a little bit more on this diversity thing.
DEI. DEI stands for Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, and Ice Cube.
There you go.
Yeah. Y'all cheering out there, but do you want with attitude coming to your office? These right-wingers are crazy, right? Jesus. But here's the part where you all stop applauding everything I say. The truth about DEI is that although it's well-intentioned, it's mostly garbage.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Black Little Mermaid. Just because racists hate it doesn't mean it's good. And you know I'm right, because every one of you has sat through one of those diversity training sessions and thought, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's not just you. Over 900 studies have shown that DEI programs don't make the workplace better for minorities. In fact, it can actually make things worse because of the backlash effect.
Absolutely. And it's not just that. It's pandering, and it's awful, and it's demeaning. And hopefully it's about to DIE. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Let's make 2024 the year we turn back from nonsense to common sense. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Here's some more DEI absurdity. UCLA med students forced first-year students to attend structural racism courses where screaming pro-Hamas speaker told them to kneel for a bizarre woke prayer. Kneel before Zod! While pediatrician DEI boss looked on, Lisa Gray Garcia gave a two-hour presentation at the university's campus. Part of the structural racism and health equity class mandatory for freshmen. Greg Garcia calls herself a poverty scola, keeps her face covered with a kippah, except in a few interviews. Students were instructed to touch the floor with their fists, and she made a non-secular prayer to Mama Earth and our ancestors. Mama Earth was never meant to be bought, sold, pimped, or played, Garcia said. As part of this prayer, she claimed private property was a capitalist lie that killed black, brown, and houseless people who were forced to live on the streets. Yeah, this is the kind of crap. During a second call for students to kneel on the floor, one refused to do so. An unidentified UCLA faculty member is said to have inquired to the student's name, sparking fears they would face repercussions. I hope they sue that government or that university's asses off, to be quite honest. That's ridiculous. Force somebody to kneel and pray to a godless individual is ridiculous. Carol Swain is an author. She was one of the people who were most plagiarized by Claudine Gay at Harvard. And she did a great video on Prager University about the history of the Democrat Party. And the great thing is, people are finally starting to get it. People of color are finally starting to get it. I want to play a little bit of this because I think it's just fascinating.
Since its founding in 1829, the Democratic Party has fought against every major civil rights initiative and has a long history of discrimination.
Oh, yeah.
The Democratic Party defended slavery, started the Civil War, opposed Reconstruction, founded the Ku Klux Klan, imposed segregation.
I think she's racist.
Perpetrated lynchings and fought against the Civil Rights Acts of the 1950s and 1960s.
Forgot about that.
In contrast, the Republican Party was founded in 1854 as an anti-slavery party.
Yeah.
Its mission was to stop the spread of slavery into the new Western territories with the aim of abolishing it entirely.
Yeah, that was like 170 years ago, and a lot of white Republicans died to free the slaves.
Democrats falsely claim that the Republican Party is the villain, when in reality, it's the failed policies of the Democratic Party that have kept blacks down. Massive government welfare has decimated the black family.
Yeah.
Opposition to school choice has kept them trapped in failing schools.
Yep.
Politically correct policing has left black neighborhoods defenseless against violent crime. So when you think about racial equality and civil rights, which political party should come to mind?
Yeah, the Democrat Party. Absolutely. And here is the great white hope. No, the great white dope. Joe Scarborough. Great white dope. I just came up with that. I'm so smart. The great white dope yesterday saying that Donald Trump, without any evidence whatsoever, is going to turn back the advances made by Martin Luther King Jr.
How Donald Trump has worked to reverse so many of the gains made. Since Martin Luther King's passing.
When he was the president, there were the lowest black unemployment rate in history. Yeah. And the latest affront, and I'm not a smoker, but Joe Biden is also getting rid of menthol cigarettes. My sister used to smoke those when I was a kid. And apparently this is kind of targeting the black community. And Mr. Jim Gossett put this together. As Al Sharpton about banning menthol cigarettes.
Trump is really gaining ground among minorities. My days of poverty pimping may be numbered.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
25% in the black community. Joe planned a ban on menthol cigarettes. Hey, Joe, what's up with that? You trying to lose all our support? But he sees the polls, and he hears us as we say, don't take Newport away. Keep your hands off my cools.
Cools, that's my sister smoking.
Yeah. Don't take Newport away.
Yeah. I think she might have smoked Salem menthols. I think Salem menthols is what the Salem menthol long is what they were. That's what my sister smoked when I was a kid. I think I'm closer to the black community than Barack Obama, to be quite honest. If you look at my childhood, oh, yes. All right, let's take a break and come back. We've got much more. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show.
Stand back.
We'll be right back. guys. It's Carson. Our money loses value every year due to inflation. In fact, the dollar has lost over 98% of its value relative to gold. What if you could earn income in gold, which can't get inflated away, instead of dollars? Monetary Metals does just that. They offer the ability to earn income in gold, growing your total ounces over time by leasing or loaning your gold to qualified gold-using businesses. Earn 2 to 5% annually on your gold while supporting qualified businesses in the gold industry. Or if you're an accredited investor, you could earn even higher yields, double digits, in their gold bond offerings. You can open an account directly on Monetary Metals' website in less than 15 minutes. Fund your account by purchasing gold directly from Monetary Metals at less than 1% over spot, or you can use gold you already have. They provide free shipping and insurance and free storage and insurance for any metal in your account. Opt out of the dollar, central bankers, fiat currency, the corrupt financial system, and get your own personal gold standard with Monetary Metals. Visit monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information. Again, monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information or to get started opening your account. Friday edition of the Rob Carson Show. You know what I'm going to say. Favorite song ever, right here. Show Me How to Live, Audio Slave. Just listen to the lyrics. There are some what I would consider to be Christian aspects to it. And it's got Tom Morello playing guitar. He's unbelievable. I love me some music. I'm going to be listening to some music in Buck, my Bronco, this weekend. I'm going to be listening to some music because that's what I do on the weekends when I'm not doing the honeydew, which I do a lot, which I kind of mind sometimes and not so much other times. Did you know that Kamala Harris spoke out about the women's NCAA women's basketball tournament, the Final Four tonight? This is a big deal, and I'm very, 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 and I mean this in all seriousness, I'm so happy for the women competing in the NCAA women's basketball tournament because for the first time in a very long time, there's more interest in this Final Four game than there is in the men's. It's pretty remarkable. Hottest ticket in sports. It's called the Caitlin effect. The Caitlin effect. Yeah. A burgeoning, seemingly unquenchable interest in Caitlin Clark, who shoots trays from a mile away. She is remarkable. She is the NCAA all-time Division I scoring leader, male or female, even identifying as female. I know, it's crazy, right? And I think, you know, when you look at what women in this country are experiencing thanks to Democrats, it is about as bad as the Taliban. Oh, my God, how could you say that? Oh, yeah, hell yeah, I could say that. You look at it in Afghanistan, women are being allowed to, or I should say forced out of schools, out of jobs, demeaned, etc. Same thing's coming here. It's happening here. They have men who have no shame, who suddenly decide when they're failing at sports to become a woman and destroy women's lives. That's happening in our country. And we've got a Democrat Party who thinks that women in general are worth one thing, and that is abortion. They have convinced women in our country that what is truly the greatest thing, and I believe that for many women, the greatest thing that they could ever achieve in life is giving birth and raising a child. I can't go through the birthing process, nor would I ever want to. Never in a million years. No, never, never. I don't want to get split in half by a bowling ball. But for women, it's the greatest experience ever. And the Democrat Party has made it so the greatest thing you can do as a woman, the most identifying thing you can do, is to abort your baby. That's what they've done. Yeah. So how is America really different than the Middle East when you think about how we're treating our women and our young girls? And then when young girls are, you know, and they're more susceptible than any other group with self-esteem issues, eating disorders and everything, and you've got a group of people, Democrats, saying, well, you know, maybe it's because you were a boy. What you need to do is cut your breasts off, have your eggs removed, and take a big piece of skin off your arm and make an artificial phallus and hang it between your legs. How is that different? I mean, honestly, how is that different And so when I see the NCAA women's basketball tournament kicking ass, I love it. Because so many of these young women, they don't have a pro career. They're not going to go on and make millions and millions of dollars. Caitlin Clark's going to make some money. She's the exception to the rule. She ain't going to make close to what Michael Jordan made. Not going to make close to what LeBron James made. None of that. Most of them are playing for the sake of the game. For the sake of the game, the love of the game, and the competition. And men come in now identifying to be women. Shut up. But here's Kamala Harris saying that, you know, women didn't even have brackets until 2022. Problem is, it started in 1982.
Do you know, okay, a bit of a history lesson. Do you know that women were not, the women's teams were not allowed to have brackets until 2022? Think about that. And
yeah, and then Kamala went on to say, and brackets are very uncomfortable because you got to go to an orthodontist and you got to get them readjusted every once in a while, and they're terrible.
What? That talk about progress, you know, better late than never, but progress. And what that has done, because, of course, when, you know, I had a bracket, it's not broken completely. But
okay, just real quick, I hate to remind you, the more you listen to Kamala Harris, the dumber you become. You will come back. You're going to lose a few IQ points. So just be ready for it.
I won't talk about my bracket. But you know what? Just how we love March Madness. And even just now allowing the women to have brackets.
Dirt, dirt.
It's, and what that does to encourage people to talk more about the women's teams, to watch them. Now they're being covered. You know, and this is the reality. People used to say, oh, women's sports, who's interested? Well, if you can't see it, you won't be.
Okay.
But when you see it, you realize.
Okay, stop. I need some smelling salts or something. I don't know what the hell. Listen to this. Cheapest game for the game tonight. The game tonight, $966. According to Ticket IQ, the average cost, $2,700. Best seats in the house, $11,000. UConn. And Iowa. I'm from Iowa, by the way. Average men's Final Four tickets, $1,000. I think it's fantastic. I love it. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. The average cost of the women's Final Four ticket went from $216 in 2022 to $416 in 2023. Oh, this is so cool. I think it's just cool. Absolutely 100%. 100%. Then there's this. National Organization for Women now sees those who oppose the inclusion of trans athletes in women's sports as proponents of white supremacy patriarchy. See, this is Marxism. This is Marxism. It's nonsensical and buffoonish. Yeah, yeah. So the National Organization for Women, which is not a national organization for women, it is a Marxist group. It always has been. They never cared about women. They only care about their orthodoxy. That's just the way it is. And if you don't believe me, well, just listen to what I just said. Those who oppose the inclusion of men to destroy women's careers is white supremacist patriarchy. Also, National Organization for Women never says anything about women in the Middle East who are being subjugated. Not a single word about all the little girls who have been forced out of school because Joe Biden pulled our military out of Afghanistan. Not a word. Not a word. X-users apparently had a lot of fun mocking National Organization for Women on posts yesterday because they don't represent women. Sounds a little bit like Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult. Anyway, I was in music radio for a long time. A bearded 6-foot-tall trans athlete who knocked down a rival during a school basketball game was suspended from the female rowing team for leering at topless girls in the changing room. Oh, that's crazy. I can't even believe that happened. Wow. I mean, nobody would have ever seen that coming. Not one little bit. Oh, maybe so. Yeah, transgender school athlete who was filmed knocking down a rival player a few weeks ago. with five other female sports, was allegedly suspended from a rowing team, leering at girls' breasts in the changing room. 6-foot-tall student at Kipp Academy in Lynn, Massachusetts, injured three opponents during a girls' game on February the 8th. Video from the incident quickly went viral. Collegiate Charter School of Lowell forfeited the game to avoid losing more players ahead of the playoffs, and Kipp withdrew from its next game after backlash. The same student, who is either 17 or 18, not only competed in girls' rowing, but in girls' basketball, but rowing, volleyball, hurdles. Got to watch those high hurdles, though. Got to watch the low hurdles even more. Shot put. And, yeah, and all of those things. Yeah. So before the video of the game drew a national outrage, the student sporting a stubbled beard was featured in a basketball promotion for the All-Star game on November the 9th. Yeah, this is pretty sickening. Pretty sickening. The male athlete was apparently staring openly at one of the female athletes while she changed her clothes in the locker room and remarked, "Ooh, T-words. Rhymes with city." Yeah, that's what the girl athlete did there. Yeah. And apparently the rowing team required the male athlete to room with them on trips. The girl spoke out about quitting rowing because of the intimidation of being forced to be in a hotel room with a male. By the way, in volleyball, she had more kills than the rest of the team combined. Strong woman. Woo! See, sounds like Godzilla. Oh, no. There goes Tokyo. Strong woman. See what I mean? You guys who listen to classic rock are going, "Carson, you're so cool." Yeah. Nobody else, though. The same student who set records in the 400-meter hurdles and the shot put. Both as female competitor at the Lynn City All-City Track Championship May 30th. Her 41-foot, 2-inch shot put was 6 feet longer than the best throw in the girls' event. She also kicked some serious butt in taekwondo. Yeah, I know. God, people are so stupid. Just so stupid. I mean, honestly, this whole transgender nonsense is going down in flames, and the people who perpetrated this nonsense are going to pay for it dearly, 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 dearly. And I mentioned this yesterday, by the way. Most gender confused children grow out of it. Landmark 15-year study concludes, as critics say, it shows being trans is usually just a phase for kids. Now, my wife used to be a tomboy. It's called being a tomboy, right? In the 70s and 80s, you were a tomboy. You liked to wear boys' clothes. You liked to drive boys' bikes. You didn't like girly stuff. You didn't want to play dolls. Well, the left decided, rather than saying this is something she'll grow out of it, let's give her pre-puberty hormones to stop her puberty, cut off her breasts, remove her ovaries, and make a phallus out of the sleeve of her arm skin. Yeah. Most kids grow out of it. This is Jamie Mitchell, Gays Against Groomers, last night, talking to Rob Schmidt about the horrific experiment that the left did on our kids with regard to transgender nonsense.
You know, this isn't shocking to anybody that has studied just kids. I mean, doesn't even need to study, just observe children throughout history. I mean, most kids go through phases. Pretty much every kid. You know, the only difference now is that medical professionals and a very loud part of society, deranged activists, are saying that it's that we should, you know, sterilize these kids and chop their body parts off because they're going through a phase. But you know, we're fighting back, and this just proves everything that our organization has been saying for the past 2 years almost. And I encourage everybody that supports child mutilation and sterilization to come up with a reason as to why right now, because history is going to be very unkind to them. The tide is turning, and this entire evil empire of trans and kids is coming crashing down. The child mutilation advocates are freaking out. They know that it's coming to an end, and they're lashing out. But, you know, I'm hopeful. It's not a matter of, you know, if we end this, it's a matter of when. So,
yeah, one time I actually took, when my wife and I were dating, I took one of her G-strings and used it as a slingshot, actually. It worked really great. It was fantastic. Yeah. Oh, and North Face. The North Face, by the way, you should probably consider not buying stuff from the North Face. They sponsor an LGBTQ camp where children as young as 12 can perform in drag, and housing and bathrooms are genderless. Yeah, let's send our kids there. That's a good idea. Yeah, ooh-wee, that's a terrible idea. The Daily Wire said that Camp Brave Trails, or is it Tails? Hold on a second. Brave Tails? No, I think it's Brave Trails, which is locations in California and New York, are supported by shoe companies Tom's, Chaco, and Brooks. The that sounds like the Three Stooges, Tom's, Chaco, and Brooks, maybe a comedy team. The outlet added that the North Face has been a longtime sponsor of the camp and a few years ago donated $70,000 to help the camp. The Wire report pointed to a video of young campers, which shows one wearing a green wig and applying makeup and another dancing while holding a fan. During time at a camp, this is according to Camp Brave Trails, we cultivate an atmosphere where our campers can truly flourish, free from the anxiety of having to justify their identities or facing the risk of exclusion. During their time at camp, our campers encounter supportive LGBTQIA+ adult mentors, forge lifelong friendships, and receive leadership training, and of course, enjoy loads of fun. Stop it! The camp's website says its mission is to build the next generation of LGBTQRSTUV leaders. It's also sponsored by Target. Is that a big surprise? One of the campers exclaimed, I was able to perform in drag and do so many activities. And again, the kids can sleep wherever they want and shower with whoever they want. That's smart. That's a real good decision as a parent to send your kid to that camp. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Your 100% safe and effective vaccine against the stupid is the Rob Carson Show.
Last night on Rob Schmidt Tonight, he did a story about this guy named Flash Shelton, whose mother had a house and the squatters moved into it. And what he decided to do was drive across the country and confront the squatters.
I've had realtors over here telling me they can't do anything because of all this stuff. And so basically, you know, I'm up here, I'm leaving, and it all has to be out before I leave. I've got guys scheduled to come take the stuff out later today, so either you take it out or I have to take it out.
Now, how did he do it? Well, he rented the house from his mom.
This is exactly what I would have done, too. Scoped it out until they left, and then you moved in. I want to play some of the video when they came.
You know, I watched, waited till they left. I took possession of the house. They no longer had possession. So I was the squatter. They were on the outside. I had all the rights because basically it comes down to possession.
Yes.
And since I was not the homeowner, I had the rights. If I was the homeowner in this situation, I would be removed. I would be arrested. But since I was basically a squatter or a leaseholder, and, you know, my lease was only because I had heard that they have fake leases. So I wanted to be able to, you know, fight lease against lease.
By the way, the Washington Post is saying that squatting is a right-wing talking point. It's because they're idiots. Yeah. What about virtual squatters? What about people who steal your deed? What about people who use your signature, forge your deed, take ownership of your property without you knowing, or maybe you have an elderly relative, maybe mom or dad, and they do that, or they use some of the equity in the home to take out a home equity line of credit. It happens. How do you know if it's happened or prevent it from happening? Home Title Lock. I've been telling you about this. All you got to do is go to HomeTitleLock.com. I did it on my home. We bought a house 4.5 years ago. When I signed up, I got pings. There were people looking at it. And then I'd get these little emails. Hey, just wanted you to know. That's what Home Title Lock is great about. You can find out if a thief has taken over your title. All you got to do is go to HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. Get signed up. You get free comprehensive scan of your home's title. 30 days of legendary Home Title Lock protection. It is peace of mind. Peace of mind. With Kamala Harris, there's not a big piece. It's a very small piece. Just a little piece. Just, you couldn't even have a piece of it because there would be nothing left. Anyway, go to HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Carson. That is HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Carson. I think it's a great idea. You ought to try it. Now, coming up, want to get into what has happened to Portland. We're going to get into Eric Adams. He says that crime is down in New York when it's up. And then people are surprised that McDonald's prices are outpacing inflation. I'll explain why McDonald's prices have gone through this ceiling. And it's not McDonald's fault. It's the people who regulate them. All of that is coming up on this Friday edition of The Rob Carson Show. Back in a few. Hey guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
Hey, it's Tony Marino, host of the wildly popular Newsmax Daily podcast, available for free along with Jerry Callahan, Rob Carson, and other great podcasts at newsmax.com/listen or wherever you get podcasts.
Wide web. This is the Rob Carson Show.
And by the grace of God, it is finally Friday. And this is the last hour of the Rob Carson Show today, coming up at the bottom of the hour, coming up at the bottom. I know it doesn't make any sense, but we've got Todd Bensman. We had him on a few weeks ago, and that was before everybody in the world knew about him. And he uncovered that the Biden administration has flown 325,000 illegals from their country of origin into the United States, largely in states like Florida and Texas, without telling the American people, without telling us that it was happening, without telling us where they were coming from, without screening them at all, and without telling us which cities they're going into. And as far as I'm concerned, the people in charge of the federal government right now are not on our side. I would venture to say they are the enemy of the people, meaning citizens of the United States. People in charge who are the enemy of us. Otherwise, they would tell us what they're doing, but they're not. And they have a number of reasons for doing this. One of them, for sure, is trying to throw the 2024 election. The other could be quite nefarious. So, as I like to say, stay focused as the founders. Stay focused as the founders, because this Democrat Party is so wretched and awful. I hope soon we'll be relegated to the dustbin of history, as was Soviet Russia. I really do, because they've really screwed the pooch. And if you're still down with what the Democrat Party has done with the country, there's something wrong with you. Seriously. There's something wrong with you. That's why 40% of black people are now going to vote for Donald Trump. Moving away from the Democrat Party. Moving away from Joe Biden. Because they get it. They all feel it in their guts. They know that the Democrat Party has done nothing. I'll mention what I said yesterday. What has the Democrat Party done for our country lately? We passed all these bills, the spending bills that were great for America. Really, I'm not seeing anything. Supposedly this infrastructure bill, it was all green energy bullcrap. Paying off, helping out China, paying off green energy companies and donors for cars that they don't want, and then 87,000 IRS agents. How's that helping you and me when you go to the grocery store? I went to Sam's Club yesterday. Went to Sam's Club, and I didn't get much. I had in the back of my Bronco, Buck, literally in a space about 3.5 by 20 inches by about 18 inches deep, $300 worth of groceries, $300. One of them was a big ream of paper. And I used to be able to buy the box, I think it's 8 reams of paper, right? 8. and it used to cost, I think it was $18 or $20, and now it's $38. It's been higher than that. It got on sale yesterday. It was closer to $50. So, yeah, it's unbelievable. The people in charge of our government don't care about you, because the Democrat Party knows that no matter what they do to you, no matter what they don't do for you, it won't affect their donors, and it won't affect their plan for the 2024 election. None of it. So they don't have to do anything for you. Just thought you should know. Joe Biden was out yesterday, and he was, President Derpy-Dee-Doo, as I like to call him. And I mentioned this earlier in the show. If you missed it, he got all sorts of pandery, by the way. And he told this lie about him meeting and riding 18 or 17,000 miles with Xi Jinping. And Xi Jinping said, "Describe America in one word." And Joe Biden said, "Sold." And actually, no, it's something else. But he really meant that. And we decided that we would, because it's such a big lie, even the Washington Post said it's like the biggest lie he's ever told. We decided we would dress it up a little bit to make it more believable.
I was once asked by Xi Jinping, and I traveled 17,000 miles with him. I was out at the Tibetan Plateau, and he looked at me and he said to me, "Can you define America?" And I could say
it was like a Chinese version of Brokeback Mountain.
Same thing if he asked me to define Greece. I said, yes, one word. And I mean it sincerely. It's recorded. I said one word. Possibilities. Possibility.
Yes.
Possibilities.
Yeah, and then he said, "I can't quit you, Xi. I can't quit you." And then yesterday was like a Greek History Month, and so he pandered to the Greeks as too, because you know he said he was raised in the Puerto Rican community, even though years ago he said he didn't have any Hispanics living around him. You know, yeah. So he decided that he would say that he's Greek, I guess, and we decided to dress that up too.
One of the things that I learned early on was that
Opa!
I had a very close relationship with the Greek American community, for real. In the heart, real. In the church there as well.
I learned how to make saganaki. Have you ever had saganaki before? You're thinking it's maybe, oh, that's that wine made out of rice. No. Saganaki is this cheese that you set on fire, and it's so good. Oh my God. If you ever go to a really good Greek restaurant, they'll bring it to your table. It's this white cheese, and they will pour this liqueur on it, light it on fire, and then you take the melty cheese, and it's just ridiculous. I made it at a Greek festival once, because I'm closer to the Greek culture than Joe Biden ever dreamed of being. Ever. New York City's serious crimes hit levels unseen in two decades last year, even as Mayor Adams says crime is down. Yeah. Serious crime spiked last year to levels unseen in nearly two decades, according to internal NYPD data obtained by the New York Post. Even Mayor Eric Adams has repeatedly claimed that crime is down in the Big Apple. For the second year in a row under Adams, overall crime was on the rise, driven by a historic surge in assaults, which neared 28,000 for the first time in the city's publicly recorded history. The report tracks the tally of major felony offenses. For instance, a person who punches someone might be charged with a misdemeanor at first, but if the victim's condition later worsens, the prosecutor could boost it to a felony. Of course, unless you're illegal, and then they'll just let you go. The count of major felonies, which include murder, rape, robbery, assault, burglary, grand larceny, larceny, and car thefts, is generally used as a benchmark for success year after year. Adams, a former police captain, I know, has called for tougher criminal justice, including a crackdown on recidivism and bail reform, appears to have been stymied by the Democrat establishment. While Adams has been touting his success in his war against crime, citing a slight dip reported at the end of 2023, the rolling report shows that the early year victory lap was a bit premature. The number of seven major crimes in 2023 jumped 100 to 127,111. Once around 430 upgrades were counted for, marking the highest total since 2006 for the second year in a row. There you go. And then there's Baltimore. Yeah, I know. But here is, we got Eric Adams. Eric Adams says that, yeah, but you know, subway crime is really down. Not the subway shops. But Kathy Hochul, she called out the National Guard. And the National Guard, it was so bad on the subway that the governor called in the National Guard. Now, that doesn't sound like crime is really down, right? Now, what happens when you put a bunch of military troops in the subway? Well, first of all, it inconveniences the hell out of passengers because they're doing these bag searches and everything, right? Doing these bag searches, all of that nonsense. They're going to put scanners in there, completely stupid, right? But apparently there was a little dip because, I don't know, you got 1,000 military people in there, which will cause a little bit of dip. Although, a person was shot in the head 2 weeks ago, and another guy was pushed in front of a train and killed. But here's Eric Adams. He says that crime is down in New York, just on the subway.
Can we please stop saying we're up in crime in our subway system? We are not. We're down in crime in the subway system. Bringing transit crime down overall for the year 2024.
Well, that's pretty awesome because people now have a place to retreat from all the crime that's happening above ground.
That's what we've done this quarter. And let me repeat this again.
Yes.
Transit crime is down. Our public
I didn't know transgendered people were committing crime. Oh, transit. Never mind.
Transit system, especially our subway system, is the lifeblood of our city. I said it over and over again. And New Yorkers are safe on our subway system. I'm down there talking to the passengers, communicating with them. And many of them keep saying over and over again as we move through the subway system, they say to me, Eric, can people stop saying we're unsafe down here? It's the best subway system on the globe, and we're the safest on the globe.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm going to go ahead and say not even close. Not hearing a lot about people in the Paris metro getting shoved in front of trains and shot in the head. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Whatever. Adams' first year as mayor was already marred by headlines of a 23% crime jump compared to the prior administration, 33% increase from pre-pandemic levels. Yeah. These are America's Democrats. These are America's Democrats. I think, you know what? I think it's time for one of these. We haven't done a Don't Catch the Stupid update in a while.
Stupid, 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 stupid. People.
Just plain stupid.
Stupid is stupid, does Miss Blue.
Who got stupid?
Here's how they are addressing the rise in attacks on people in the Bay Area transit system. The Bay Area Transit, also known as BART. They could have gone with S-Fart, I guess, because it's San Francisco, but they opted with BART. Anyway, I think S-Fart would be funnier. Because San Francisco, San Fart. Yeah, okay. Area Transit System BART promoted cards enabling riders to disclose harassment Friday in an effort to limit disturbances on the public transport system. So passengers experiencing sexual harassment or whatnot can distribute cards informing and requesting assistance from bystanders. So if you're getting harassed and somebody's, you know, threatening you, you just whip out your business card and it says, hey, somebody's harassing me. It says someone is harassing me now on the card. Okay. And it also says, can you stand with me while this is happening? Really bad if you handed somebody who doesn't speak English. I'm just going to tell you. So maybe if I ask, would you text BART police, use the BART watch app, or contact the train operator for me, is what it says. Or the rider could approach another rider and say, help! I'm just saying, that might be an idea. The bystander... Watch the movie Demolition Man this weekend with Wesley Snipes and Sylvester Stallone. That's where we are. I'm serious. Watch it. It's a genius movie. Yes, once again, it's Demolition Man, Wesley Snipes, Sylvester Stallone. That's where we are. New York City, escape from New York. Okay? I'm very serious. The Bystander Intervention Safety Cards Initiative is part of the Not One More Girl campaign, which Hunter used to say. which Bart employed with community organizations to end gender-based violence on public transportation. So there you go. You just hand a card that says, please help me, I'm being harassed. Or you can just yell help. Real quick, let's go to Michelle in Baltimore. Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Good. So I know you're a student of history, so I want to make the following analogy for you. Okay, that that Biden's government has a relationship with China that the Tories in this country before the Revolutionary War had with England. Okay, so that means that if that is correct, then all we need is a Boston Tea Party. Get us out of here and start moving things in the correct direction. What do you think?
Well, that's what I'm trying to lead here, Michelle.
Okay, so I think the important thing is to put Biden in the dustbin of his story.
Amen, sister. Amen. That's what I'm trying to do. We in the media are meant to be Paul Revere's and the Minutemen of 2024 are of all races, colors, and both sexes. So great call. We got to take a break. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. Quit it now. So our DOJ are corrupt. FBI, that's why it's plural, DOJ, FBI. Colorado Springs area resident found guilty on all charges in the breach of the Capitol. After a lengthy deliberation that's been rare for a Capitol breach case, Falcon resident Rebecca Lavrenz, known on social media as the January the 6th Praying Grandma, was convicted on all federal misdemeanor charges for her participation in the January the 6th protest of the 2020 election. 26 hours of deliberation, a 12-minute jury found her guilty of entering and remaining in a restricted area, disorderly and disruptive conduct in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly conduct. You know what she did? She went inside and prayed. We have a bourgeois, we have a proletariat, and now we have a Bastille. This isn't going to end well for those in power. And I hope that these federal agencies experience a decapitation, meaning the people at the heads of these agencies get removed. She could face a year in prison and fines of more than $200,000. This is Karl Rove. He is a wretched little troll. And here's what he said on stage the other day about these evil January the 6th protesters.
If they were smart, they'd take the January 6th and go hard at it. And they would say, he wants to pardon these people who attacked our Capitol. I worked in that building as a young man. To me, the Congress of the United States is one of the great examples of the strength of our democracy
A
jewel of the Constitution.
Oh, dear God.
And what those people did when they violently attacked the Capitol.
No, they didn't.
In order to stop a constitutionally mandated meeting of the Congress to accept the results of the Electoral College is a stain on our history. And every one of those sons of who did that, we ought to find them, try them, and send them to jail.
Okay, well, here's the 71-year-old SOB that he just talked about, the great-grandmother and the owner of a bed and breakfast that he's talking about here, talking with Steve Bannon. Listen.
What did God tell you when you prayed to God in Colorado Springs after your son called you? What and you prayed before you went? What did God tell you?
I felt he just told me you need to go and stand up for your country, you know, and stand for truth.
I'm glad she's getting screwed, man. She's a violent protester.
And always a lover of truth. So I just couldn't sit back. And that's basically what he said. And then as I got there, I realized the main reason I was there to stand up for my covenant. I'm a very strong believer in covenants, and covenants with God are a higher.
$200,000 is not enough.
Higher authority than what the government is maybe saying. And so I know that my battle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against spiritual principalities and powers, and they always win. One of my lifelong verses is John 10:10 in the Bible, and says the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but God came to give us Jesus came to give life, and life abundantly.
1 year in jail is not enough.
Abundantly, and I want to live my life abundantly, and so I had to do whatever I could. So I'm always about the original intent of something. My dad was a government teacher and history teacher and also was a coach. And so he taught me that as a, you know, when I was high school 50 some years ago, that the role of the government is for limited, it's only limited for defense of our country, and roads are the only thing.
The people who are doing this too, these January 6th protesters, go home at night and kiss their wives and children, or their husbands and children, whatever. And you'd be ashamed of yourselves. Should be filthy, rotten, ashamed of yourself, because you are the Stasi. You are exactly like some of the worst regimes in history, and it's in America. You should be ashamed of yourselves. You are filthy, rotten animals. That you would do this to these people who went to Washington, D.C. 1 million of them. Nobody covers the size of the crowd up there. But that crowd was infiltrated by Antifa. That crowd was infiltrated by the FBI. They fired flashbang grenades and tear gas at peaceful people. Trump supporters have never been violent at their rallies, unlike Antifa and Black Lives Matter that spent the summer before burning America's cities. Burning America's cities. And they had infiltrated that crowd. And Donald Trump asked for 10,000 to 20,000 National Guard. And Nancy Pelosi said no. And Muriel Bowser said no. I am so done. I want decapitations of agencies. I want people to go to jail for what they have done to our country and to patriotic Americans like this grandmother, this great-grandmother, who's facing financial ruin and jail time for going in an open door and praying, "Dear God in heaven." Coming up, Todd Bensman about Joe Biden flying in illegals without telling us by the hundreds of thousands. Stick around. We're talking to Todd Bensman. 1 second, Bensman's coming up here. CDC is taking bird flu very seriously. Director Mandy Cohen says the agency is keeping a very close eye on the situation and is revealing a plan to mass produce H5N1 vaccines if the virus causes a pandemic. Wow, isn't that convenient? Just in time for an election year. I did a poll about this. I asked people, would you take a vaccine if the government developed another one and Pfizer and all that? 91% said no. 8% said yeah. You think they'd learn, but they haven't. And it looks like they're going to try the same crap all over again. And you need an emergency medical kit for a possible pandemic. They have a pandemic kit. They have an emergency medical kit, which has Z-Pak and amoxicillin, has hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. Those are prophylaxis for COVID, help you to prevent getting it, and also make it much less severe. They were all restricted by our federal government during the last election-timed pandemic. If you'd like to get an emergency medical kit, the wellness company has them. I would suggest you do so this weekend. They've got a pandemic kit. They've got an emergency medical kit. They've got a travel kit. And all you've got to do is go to twc.health/Carson. twc.health/Carson. You're going to save 10%. This and the supply chain breakdown in Baltimore. Already happened in election year. Isn't that weird? twc.health/Carson. That's twc.health/Carson. Todd Bensman blew the doors off the country about a week ago when he discovered that, a couple weeks ago, that 325,000 illegals had been flown under the cover of darkness, virtual darkness, into America's cities from locations unknown and to cities unknown. And he joins us on the Newsmax hotline right now. Todd, welcome to the show. How are you today, my friend?
Doing great. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Todd, what you're doing is so important, and this story is so gigantic. We've been talking about it almost every day since it broke. Let's talk about the original discovery of these flights where these illegals are allowed to pay for their own flight and fly into various airports. When did this all start, and how did you discover it?
Well, first of all, it was an announced program in November and then January, November 2022, then January 2023, they said they were going to do it as a means to reduce the congestion at the land border so that it didn't look so bad. And what they decided to do was to fly people directly from foreign airports into U.S. ones. And then, I mean, they announced that they were going to do it, but then they kind of put it back in the closet and closed the door and locked it. Never told anybody what they were doing after that, how many were coming in and where. And so we put in a FOIA request. But for that information. Which airports, departure, arrival seem like a reasonable question. But to our surprise and consternation, they declined to give us anything and declined our request. We had to sue for it. And after we sued, we did start to get information trickling in, but still to this day, not the airport locations. They won't give it up. So we figured out generally a week or so ago, 2 weeks ago, we worked it out and published a piece that points to Florida as the landing zone for the country, the primary landing zone. 326,000 at least landed there in airport in that state. And then others, you know, Texas, California, Chicago, 5 or 6 other kind of major places were the only ones that we could kind of figure out. So that's kind of where we are now.
So I saw 326,000 into Florida, particularly Miami. Tell me about these flights. I mean, what do you know about these flights? Are they just mixed in with other passengers? Are these charter flights? Wait, how exactly are they?
Now, these are just commercial airlines. We don't know a whole lot about them, but the government authorizes each one to take a flight. When you get here, we will receive you. We'll have your paperwork ahead of time. It's a travel authorization program for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who would have and planned to cross illegally over the border. So this is just a way to reduce the political optics of high congestion down on the border. You know, you got Fox News drones flying around. It looks terrible. Polls drop every time that happens. So they came up with this, and they just blend into the general aviation traffic. And, you know, you couldn't tell one from the other on any one of these planes or anything like that, not without the departure airports, which we are seeking to, so that we could actually go to some of these departure airports and interview some of these participants. I've never seen one interviewed before. I'm unaware that anybody who actually did one of these flights has ever been like publicly interviewed or discuss it, or we just have no clue what kind of a process they actually went through.
Now,
and that's
Todd,
just a matter of public interest.
Well, and it's a matter of we got to know this. It's a matter of the government should not be keeping this secret from us. Obviously, there are some very surreptitious reasons for bringing illegals this way into our country, with lying to the American people, with giving them free hotel stays, with giving them cards and whatnot. And now apparently they're getting away this by meagerly announcing this program and then making it disappear and then blowing up the numbers of people who are doing this and not telling us where they're from. Any indication as to why this is? Obviously, the most obvious is fly them into Democrat districts to blow up the census, get them registered to vote, create a new voting class of dependent people who will vote Democrat. Have you heard anything about the possible reason why this is happening?
No, other than that, it just looks terrible if that extra 800,000 people crossed the border instead of disappeared into invisibility. But I think the other reason is that there's another political reason. It's political, and that is that all of these cities in the north are screaming bloody murder about having to take on unfunded burdens of caring for all of these hundreds of thousands and millions of people that are crossing in. And the people that are flying in on these flights are no different than the ones that are crossing illegally at the border are also being brought across the land borders. They go to these cities and they still have their hands out, just like had they crossed illegally. And so the government doesn't want to tell us, doesn't want to tell those cities how many they authorized to fly in. And remember, each one of these is approved, pre-approved, so they could turn this off in a second if the New York mayor asked them to do it, right? Demanded that they do it, or DeSantis or anybody who's suffering under this, if they knew how many were being flown in, they could say, hey, stop it. We're dying over here. You're killing us. Stop doing it. Yeah. And I think that they really liked the idea of blaming Greg Abbott for bussing them all in. Like they just got this. They're just blaming Greg Abbott. And now we know it's not Greg Abbott. It's this.
The countries they're coming from are places like Venezuela, Cuba. This sounds a lot like the Muriel boat lift. I noticed and I heard that violent crime has gone down in Venezuela 67%. People are saying they believe it is because they're emptying their prisons. Donald Trump has said that. I would have to agree, because Cuba did it before. They're another communist regime. Haiti as well. Nicaragua. What have you heard about who is coming into this country, and is there any vetting at all?
Well, the vetting that they're doing for this program is very, very minimal. They claim that it's fantastic. It's this incredible security vetting program. Nobody comes in unless they've been thoroughly vetted for criminal history, all this stuff. But the truth is that the databases that they're checking are U.S. databases.
Yeah.
And if you haven't been in the country, you're never gonna log something in the U.S. So of course they're all coming up clean, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's been here, and then so they're saying that looks like we got a million clean ones. But they also can't readily check Haiti for criminal history, because I'm not sure they have any working computers over there.
Yeah.
Or that they even bothered to keep track. They definitely didn't have a working police force. Or Venezuela was hostile to us, which is not going to give us an intel share.
Yeah.
Cuba is hostile to us. We can't call them up and ask them for the criminal history of anybody, because they hate us and we hate them back. And that's just not vetting. That is not vetting at all.
Is it about votes, Todd? Then this is very obvious. This is not about votes. This is about sowing chaos. This is about creating massive disruptions. This is about Cloward Piven. This is about overwhelming the system. It's obvious. They aren't bringing unvetted people from Venezuela to vote. I think that's nonsense. And you know what else? You see these Venezuelan gangs, the flop houses, the squatting in New York, the drug dealing, the open air markets, etc. Clearly, Todd, this does not say Democrats hustling for votes. This sounds like a Democrat psyop during an election year to sow discontent, like they did in 2020. They used COVID, they used BLM and Antifa, and since these anti-Israel protests haven't really caught fire in mass and caused the same amount of destruction. To me, this sounds like this is not only just about votes, but also about really causing a massive distraction in an election year. You have any thoughts on that?
Well, I just also want to point out that this is one of two programs that are bringing in hundreds of thousands. Nobody's paying attention to the other one. And I just wanted to point out that there is this other one that has brought in even more people, quote-unquote, legally. These ones are being brought in over the land ports, 8 different land ports, and they brought in over 420,000 with the same program. They apply for entry on a mobile phone app called CBP-1.
Wow.
Same thing is used for the flights program. Nobody's really talking about this land. So altogether, it's more like 800,000 people have been brought in, quote unquote, legally, so that they wouldn't illegally cross the border like they planned, so that they can count them in some other way, as though there was a reduction in total immigrants crossing the border and reaching these cities and plundering them.
You wrote this book. Yeah, well, of course they are. And like in New York or in Washington, D.C., a good buddy of mine named Chris Plant, who does a radio show, it's a nationally syndicated show. He says what they do is, like, there's this little bodega near where I used to work for 12 years, and they go in, they steal, they go out and sell it on the street immediately. They're doing the same thing where AOC is. They got these open-air markets up and down the street. It looks like Mexico City. It looks like Tijuana. It is thoroughly disgusting. And none of these people can work, Todd. You know, most of these people cannot work, nor do they want to work, particularly in Venezuela. They're no interest in it at all. They want to occupy instead take, just like Hugo Chavez did. You wrote this book, Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. When you wrote this book, did you have any idea the lengths to which this government has gone and would go to bring illegals in this country against the will of the American people?
Yes, I knew exactly what they were doing. The book, you know, documents all of that to a T. It starts with the campaigns in 2019. They promised exactly what they were going to do. They said it out loud. They wrote it in their campaign literature. And then when they took office, they carried through. They just did exactly what they said they would. And the result was exactly as I predicted even before the election, that there was going to be this mass migration crisis. And it happened immediately. It happened at, I think, about an hour after inauguration was over.
Yes.
Like by 1 o'clock that day, it was on.
Now, we got about another minute here. What do you predict is going to happen before November then?
I think that we're gonna see another million or two enter. They're still not really doing any of the things that they need to do to really shut it down. They have gone to Mexico and cut some sort of a deal with the Mexicans to go medieval on these immigrants. I am just back from Mexico right now, and I watched the Mexicans do this all over Chihuahua State, south of Venezuela. You could go check my Twitter account.
Will do.
Sorry.
Well, yes.
And it's all there. Yeah, I mean, so that's reduced some of it, but there's still 6,000-8,000 a day coming over, which is, instead of ionospheric before the Mexico deal, it's merely stratospheric.
Yeah. Todd, we've got to run, but I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you've done, and I'm so glad that you are doing it. You are causing earthquakes, and you have created such awareness. The book is Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History, and of course, you're on Twitter. Tell everybody where people can find you and follow you every day as I do.
Benzman at Todd on X, and also Getter and Truth Social.
All right, my friend.
You can go to my website, toddbenzman.com. Sign up for that newsletter there. It's free.
Will do, brother. Thank you so much. I'd love to have you get on again sometime. Let's take a break and come back. This is The Rob Carson Show. Todd Benzman, amazing, unreal, fantastic. Go to the podcast after the show. It should be up like within an hour after the show. The entire show will be there in two segments. Just go to your usual podcast platforms, look up Rob Carson Show, subscribe, share. Also ask Alexa if you would. McDonald's prices have doubled in 10 years, far outpacing general inflation. Really? They're picking on McDonald's again. Just like that Morgan Spurlock idiot movie a few years back. The McDonald's has seen affordable, but not so much anymore, becoming a luxury. In 10 years, the average cost of a selection of its top menu items has doubled. You know why? Because just a few years ago, the minimum wage, and technically it's supposed to be $7.35, but no, it's like closer to $16 or $17 an hour. And you could thank Democrats for doing that. You can thank Democrats for doing that with COVID. They made the de facto minimum wage $16 or $17. In California, it's $20. So what do you think? $7.35 10 years ago versus $20 an hour in California, that's three times. And I hate to tell you this, then McDonald's prices have only doubled. So you can blame this on the freaking government, as far as I'm concerned. Unbelievable. And it is. It's getting too expensive. Before I go, I think I'm going to play this one more time because there is a solar eclipse solar eclipse this weekend. And this is about lunacy.
When you vote Democrat, it's obvious that you're a moron.
Luna is Italian for moon.
You. When a Dem takes control, drives us into a hole, they're a moron. They are bad, oh so very bad, and it's sad when a Dem gets elected.
I think I'll get a slice of pizza.
Clear to see, very clear to see the economy. Look at how they have wrecked it.
This is Jim Gossett.
You're affected.
By the way.
Want to defund police? Cause of them we get fleeced. They're all morons. Don't deserve your support. How they love to abort. Have no soul.
Doo-dee-doo. By the way, Jim Gossett.
They don't care about you.
Jim Gossett and kill
as gas prices continue to soar.
Okay, I got to cut that off. Jim Gossett is appearing in Atlanta on the 20th of April. 678-829-SHOW. 678-829-SHOW. We'll be back to wrap up this radio show in a minute. This is the Rob Carson Show. That's going to do it for the show, guys. Make sure to check out my TV show, Rob Carson's What in the World on Newsmax. Go to NewsmaxTV.com for details or sign up for Newsmax Plus at NewsmaxPlus.com. God bless you, Israel, America. And until Monday, don't catch the stupid. I'll see you there, guys.